And a very good day to you. Jack Hager, recording on Good Friday. He who knew no sin became sin. The majesty of Good Friday. Yeah, Easter's coming, but Good Friday is an incredible time to contemplate. He healed us from sin, forgave our sins. Amazing thing. Hey, we're going to deal with why do Christians get sick and or suffer? As you may recall, I was diagnosed with a form of blood cancer, bone cancer, in June of last year. That's probably my biggest suffering at the moment. And God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Why did that happen? Well, I don't know for sure, but I can give you a few reasons why we get sick, why we suffer. And the first reason should be pretty obvious. It's because of sin. We live in a broken world in broken bodies. Genesis 3, 14 through 19 talks about that. And Romans 5, 12 summarizes it by saying, therefore, just as through one man, that would be Adam, sin entered into the world and death through sin. And so death spread to all men because all sinned. And in order to die, you have to suffer. In order to die, you get sick. From the moment you're born, from the moment you're conceived, you're in the process of dying. It may be sudden, it may be old age, it may be a lot of things. But the main reason is because of sin. A second reason, and a very unpopular one, it could be God's judgment or His chastening. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My child, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by Him. For those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. For those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. And He flogs every son whom He receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with children. And here comes a verse that, even though it's the inspired word of God, doesn't apply very much today. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Sadly, way too many. Verse 8, but if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. You're phony. You're not the real deal. King Jimmy says you're bastards. That wakes up the little old ladies. Verse 9, furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them. But God disciplines us for our benefit, so that we may share His holiness. And all discipline for the moment seemed not to be joyful, but sorrowful. But to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Suffering, discipline, trains us, but to those who have been trained by it. Judgment, chastening, 1 Corinthians 11, beginning at verse 27, speaking about the Lord's table, communion. And how many communion services have you been to where this hasn't even been touched upon? Rather sad. Verse 27, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man test himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. Verse 30, for this reason many among you are weak, many among you are sick, and many a number of you are dead. God treats communion seriously. Do we? That does not mean if people are being ill, if people are dying young, whatever, that it's automatically a cause of taking communion poorly. We don't have the right to make that call, but it could be. So we die because of sin. We get sick because of sin. We suffer because of sin. Secondly, we get sick, we suffer, etc., because of God's judgment or his chastening. And thirdly, the really important one to me, we of faith suffer, endure sickness, are persecuted, simply because we are followers of Christ, simply because we are Christians. Don't you love the things God gives to you? All of them? Listen to Philippians 1:29. For to you it has been granted, it has been given. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. It's a gift.
Well, Jack, the guy on TV or my pastor says that we're supposed to be healthy and wealthy at all times, and we never are supposed to suffer at all.
Well, he's got to cut some verses out of the Bible in order to do that. For instance, 1 Peter 4:19, therefore, those who suffer according to the will of God must entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing good. Those who suffer according to the will of God.
It's never God's will for us to suffer.
Well, what does God's word say? Acts chapter 9, verses 15 and 16, discussing the Apostle Paul. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen instrument, meaning Paul. Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my... Sometimes we suffer because of sin. Sometimes we suffer simply because God is judging or chastening us. But I'm guessing most of the time we suffer just because we're followers of Christ. All those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Not might, but will. So far in this country, they're not killing us. So far. It's coming, I think. But if you live godly, not even that. What's the word say? If you desire to live godly, you will suffer persecution. Because as a salt of the world, salt irritates wounds. And people are going to bark at you. People are going to come at you. So again, recapping, we suffer because of sin. We suffer because of God's judgment. We suffer because we're Christians. Another reason is simply to bring glory to God. For example, John 11, verse 4. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to end in death. Speaking about Lazarus. This sickness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Think about that. The Bible says, cast all our cares upon him. The Bible says, pray for one another, encourage one another. I think too often we who follow Christ, when we have a suffering issue, when we have a sickness, we're afraid to ask for help, afraid to ask for prayer, maybe out of pride, maybe out of thinking people will think we're whining, I don't know. But whether it's cancer or hemorrhoids, whether it's a loss of a job or whatever, don't be afraid to ask people to pray. And don't be afraid to have people ask you to pray. I don't think there's a verse of scripture that says, thou shalt have a written prayer list. But I sure think it's a good idea. Whether it's written or an app or whatever works for you. Why is that? Well, a written prayer list helps me to remember to pray. Because I leak. I forget. And I think one of the lies Christians speak a lot, unintentionally, is, I'll be praying for you. And then we forget. But all the apps are there. There's all kinds of resources to pray. I recommend a prayer list. Why? Not only to keep a record of the prayers you're praying, but to keep a record of the prayers that are answered. When you cross out a prayer request, brings glory to God. When you share with people how you're going through something, and then you were delivered or healed or whatever, be sure you talk about Jesus Christ. Be sure he gets the credit for your healing, not some guy on TV, not some human being, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Do I believe God still heals? Absolutely. But the reason they call them miracles is because they don't happen all the time. And they happen on His schedule, not ours. I'm praying for healing from my multiple myeloma. Whether that comes through chemo or direct act of God, I don't care. It's all good. But I'm already praising God that 8 or 9 months after the diagnosis, my side effects are minimal. A very dry mouth, some fatigue, etc. So sometimes people say, "How are you doing, Jack?" I say, "Not bad for having cancer." That gets their attention. And it gives me the opportunity to share my faith in the Lord Jesus. So sickness, suffering, comes for many reasons. Sin, judgment or chastening, just because we're Christians, to bring glory to God. And it is a gift. It is a gift. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Friend, I don't know what you're going through or what you're going to go through tomorrow or what you went through last week. But the key word is through. You're going through the valley of the shadow of death. It's not even death. It's the shadow of death. But you're going through it. And if you're a son or daughter of Jesus, you're not alone. He's with you. In fact, He's ahead of you. And all things do, in fact, work together for good. For those who love God and are the called according to His purpose. Next time, we're going to look at how does God heal? Nothing controversial there. Jack Hager bidding you a great day. And again, I'm recording this on Good Friday. Good Friday is an amazing thing. But thank God for Easter Sunday, when He was declared with power to be the Son of God by His resurrection from the dead. Adios.
Hey everyone, this is David from Wisconsin. I'm Jack's podcast producer. I just wanted to remind you real quick that Jack has a podcast hotline. You can leave him a voicemail at 920-415-4525. All you got to do is leave your name, where you're from, roughly, and then your question or comment, whatever. Jack really does want to hear from you. Again, that number is 920-415-4525. You can also text your questions to that number or email Jack at jack.hager@gmail.com. All of those contacts will be in the show notes for this episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.